Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Jack Edwards.
Jack Edwards, the voice of the Boston Bruins.
It's like a heartbeat with this team. Boom, boom.
Jack Edwards joins Marloni and Fourier live on Sports Radio WEEI.
And who has more fun than us?
Get up!
All right, our weekly conversation with Jack Edwards is brought to you by D&C Mechanical, the HVAC experts in Tewksbury, hiring installers right now at dcmechanicalhvac.com. And joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is the voice of the Boston Bruins. That would be Jack Edwards of Nesson. Jack, it's Lou, it's Christian, it's Andy Hart here today. Boy, I tell you, this team was rolling until that game the other night in Carolina. Is there any concerns coming out of that game, or was it just one of those nights for this team?
Concerns, yeah. Because Carolina plays an elite style of game in the modern game, if you will. There have been several rules changes over the last few years, and Mike Sullivan has been the best coach at adapting to what the rules give you. And he has emphasized speed in the entire Pittsburgh franchise, and Carolina is wise to that trend, as is Toronto. And if you notice the Carolina blowout, it was hard to string three passes together for either team at 5-on-5 the whole game, because the Bruins just couldn't adapt to that frenetic style. So if they don't play their brand of hockey, a physical, hard-hitting, opportunistic style against Washington tonight on ESPN+, there is plenty of cause for concern. But that said, the last time they got blown out this bad, it was by Washington late last regular season, 8-1 at TD Garden, and they won 8 out of their next 10, and starting with 6 in a row. So I'm ready for the beginning of another winning streak.
Yeah, Jack, it's so obviously, listen, it's Tuukka Rask all the time, and I'm curious to know, you know, your thoughts on his performance after giving up 5 goals on 12 shots in that first period and then getting pulled. So the question seems to be, the discussion is, brought him back too early, should have given him more time down in Providence, you know, all those excuses, all those reasons. Is this just a blip? Is this just him just, you know, not having it? Or is it a cause for concern?
Should have had a team in front of him. The chances Carolina was getting, especially on the goal that Seth Jarvis scored off a center ice turnover, which is just a basic play. And Connor Clifton and Arho Vaakanainen played as if it was, you know, a drill in the middle of the season without a game on either side of that practice. They gave less than token resistance, and no goalie can be expected to stop the quality of chances that Carolina was getting. If Rask has his next start, which will not be tonight, Ullmark gets the net. If Rask lets in a lot of goals in his next start, I think that hypothesis will be worth investigating. But, you know, I put zero blame on Tuca for the loss.
Jack, I feel like I'm throwing raw meat to a lion here, but is it safe to say that the biggest all-star snub is Brad Marchand? And how do you think he's going to react to that?
Yeah, well, you know, I go with the Mike Milbury theory of the all-star game, which is it's for the sponsors. It clearly isn't for the hardcore hockey fans because there's no hitting, and it's 3-on-3, and one player from each team, even though some teams should send none and some teams should send three or four. Milbury says you take the money for the All-Star weekend and rent a cruise ship. Mm. Invite all the corporate people, a guest if they want to, and the players who would have gone to the All-Star game and their families, and set sail for nowhere for 3 days. The sponsors would love it. The hockey fans wouldn't have to talk about all-star snubs. And by the way, Marchand is going to be in the running for the Hart this year. So, you know, that answers that rhetorical question. But they ought to do away with the whole all-star waste of time.
I hear you. I hate all-star games.
So like a Gronk cruise. Remember the old Gronk cruise? Let's have a Gronk cruise.
Talking to Jack Edwards on Nesta. Jack, I got to bring it up. I know a couple games ago when the Bruins played the Flyers, I saw this kid, Zach McEwen, go at it with Tyler Lewington. And he took him down pretty good. But he upped his class a little bit. 25-year-old kid thought he'd go after a 44-year-old Chara the other night. And Chara's still burying people. Like, he's 44 years old. We love Brady to death, but this guy is fighting people and burying 25-year-olds.
I know. There will never be another Zdeno Chara. He finds a way to contribute to the Islanders, even though that modern game that I was talking about has passed him by. If he gets ISO'd on a player one-on-one, the player can just blow down the boards and concede the center of the ice to Chara because chances are he's going to get around him. But he's still an excellent penalty killer, and he's returned to his Islanders roots by being an enforcer. Having had many encounters with Zdeno, he is a physically intimidating guy. When he stands next to you, you realize that this guy is 6'9", about 255, and has like 4% body fat and can do 42 pull-ups in a row.
How many can you do, Jack? Jack, how many pull-ups can you do?
I do sets of six with that big purple rubber band around my feet.
Yeah, it pushes you up.
Yeah, it needs a little help.
Jack, last one for me. I'm just curious. Cassidy kind of moving some lines around, but Charlie Coyle bumped down that third line center. Is that for good, do you think? Or is that something that could be bouncing back and forth?
That's what Bruce terms Coyle's natural position. And if there's an injury, he will move up. He can play wing. I think Charlie Coyle can be for the Boston Bruins what Nick Bonino of Farmington, Connecticut was for the Pittsburgh Penguins when they won back-to-back Stanley Cups. And then he priced himself out of Pittsburgh's cap structure. Nashville signed him as a free agent, wanted him to play second-line center instead of third-line center, and it just wasn't there. You know, there's an old saying in theater, there are no small parts, just small actors. And Charlie Coyle is a great part of the Boston Bruins, and his natural position is third-line center.
All right, Jack, Capitals tonight at the Garden. Is this one of those weird games, these ESPN Plus thingies? Do you guys have this game?
No, it's ESPN Plus, and I
And you hate it.
Pity the people who can't find it. I have a lot of friends still at ESPN, even though I left the place almost 20 years ago. And some of them are hockey aficionados. And they're fighting hard for the product, and they want as much exposure for it. But I understand and sympathize with people who are trying to find ESPN Plus.
All right, Jack. Well, listen, we appreciate it. Looking forward to talking to you again next week. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the game tonight.
Good to be with you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.